The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
This week is the portion of Shlach Lecha, which is Moses sending the spies to the 12 spies from each one of the 12 tribes to enter the land of Israel and to see the objective of the Jewish people. It's about the whole people to enter and to conquer, commanded to conquer the land of Israel, and to prepare the way, to tell the people what they saw. And obviously the simple purpose is to prepare the people for the conquest of the land. But what happened, as we all know, is that the Moses' purpose in sending the spies backfired. And instead of reporting to the people all the good things about the land and how the land is ready and actually waiting for the people to enter it and to conquer it, so the report was just the opposite. It was as though the spies spoke the Shon Hara, the evil tongue against the land, instead of talking positively and reporting positively about their entering the land and seeing all the peoples that inhabited the land and realizing that God is now ready to and desirous to bring the people into the land. Meaning that this week in our meditation, the image of this week is to ourselves in our own lives to become a rectified spy. This is a week of spying. So we have to spy, but we have to avoid the fatal mistake that these 12 spies that had the power of Moses, was giving them his own power by appointing them and telling them to enter the land. Nonetheless, they failed. And once more, the whole plan, as we said before, backfired. But there must be a tikkun, especially since once more the initiative here was given by Moses, by Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is the week to be metaken, to rectify this sin of the spies. The sin of the spies is the second worst sin of the whole Jewish people after the sin of the golden calf. Speaking bad about the promised land, that Hashem is promising this land and wants us to enter the land, that the land should be complete. And the spies, their report just produced in the Jewish people the very opposite, a sense of despair from ever being able to inhabit and to bring divinity into the land of Israel, which is one of the great purposes of the Jewish people, that through being one with our land, we can then shine Hashem's light to the whole world, to all peoples on earth. But if we're not one with our land, we don't have the power to do that. Now, in Kabbalah and Hasidut, the holy purpose of these spies was that if the spies had done their performed the task properly, then just by walking, and with the spies actually transversed, walked around the whole land of Israel. All the borders, went around all the borders of the land. Not only were they there just to see and then to report back what they had seen, that's the simple breathing, but the very presence of these Jewish souls was like they were now representatives of the whole Jewish people. And it was like what we would call a preview. What was intended to be was like a preview of a movie that's about to appear. And the preview, if the preview is proper, then at a certain level it is an active preparation for the conquest itself. Meaning that just by walking through the land, by the Jewish soul being present, like the Baal Shem Tov teaches us, that sometimes a soul is born just to walk to some place that no Jewish soul ever walked to that place. And just by a Jewish soul walking to a certain place, whether it's Israel or some other place on the face of the earth, and believing, the very fact that he believes in his heart in God, and is connected to God, or if he'll say a blessing or read a verse of the Psalms or something, he elevates all of the sparks from that place that yet no Jewish soul had trodden and walked on that portion of land. So this is a very important example that whenever a Jew is taken by God to some place, especially if he's sent by Moses to some place, his purpose is simply to bring divinity. That's what a Jew is for, to bring divinity just by his presence. His presence is intended to radiate divinity, to bring it in, and then to attract. It's like a magnet. So, and when these spies were walking through the land, they were already intended to prepare the land, to make it ready. It's like sowing. They were there to sow the land before the planting. They were there to laharosh. That's the word in Hebrew, to sow the land, to prepare it, to make the proper vessels in the land, and to already begin to bring out, to reveal sparks that are hidden in the land. But as we said before, they didn't perform what their task. But this week is to devote ourselves to this task, that wherever we walk, feet step upon, we know that these are called holy spies to every place, to reveal, to make this place a vessel for godliness, even in Chutzaretz, in the exile, not in the land of Israel, but throughout the world. There's a very famous statement in Hasidut that a Jew, no matter where he walks on the face of the earth, in Yiddish, the phrase is "Mach do Eretz Yisrael." Make this place that you're walking on holy, as just like Eretz Yisrael. Means that the power of a Jew, wherever he walks, to make that spot of land holy with the holiness of the land of Israel. So it's for the weak to devote ourselves to this consciousness, to think that wherever we place our foot on, now we have to bring the land, the holiness of Israel, to this spot of land. That's the basic, most important meditation of this week of the Shlach Lecha, of the spies. Now, there's a very beautiful image of what to think about. Again, what we can focus our meditation on this week, that this week we're supposed to become holy spies. So if we take the word spy, in Hebrew the word spy is meragel. And we connect that word meragel with the value of the word holy. Holy is kadosh. Because in Hebrew the two-word meditation for this week is that I shall become a meragel kadosh, a holy spy. The word kadosh, as explained in the writings of the Arizal and Kabbalah, equals 410. And throughout the writings of the Arizal, that value of the word kadosh, 410, is translated into simply two letters, yud and taf. Now if I add these two letters, yud and taf, yud is 10 and taf is 400, and add those two letters to the word meragel, which is a spy, then what is created is a new word, which is not at all clear what the relationship is, because those two letters are simply two suffix letters. The word meragel, spy, comes from the root regel, which means foot, because spies walk. But when the two letters, yud and taf, which are the numerical value of the word kadosh, are added to meragel, then it becomes margalit. And margalit means in Hebrew a pearl. Margalit is also a name, a woman. Many women possess the name. It's one of the most beautiful names in Hebrew for a young girl, for a woman, margalit. In Yiddish it's called pearl. That's why there are women that are, their names is Pearl, but in Hebrew it's Margalit. And what is Margalit? Margalit is exactly the letters Meragel, which is a spy, plus the two final letters Yud and Tav, which equals Kadosh. Meaning that every Pearl is a holy spy. So the meditation, this is also a good week to give your wife a pearl necklace. Because this week, at least with 12 pearls in it, for each one of the 12 spies, there should be 12 holy spies. And the relation to what we've explained now, to meditate on these pearls, what are pearls? Pearls are the depth of the ocean, there are pearls. You have to be able to dive deep into the waters, into the depths, in order to bring out to reveal the pearls. But that's exactly, as we explained before, what the spies are supposed to have in their consciousness, in their mind. The pearls are the divine sparks. And the purpose of the spies is to reveal throughout reality divine pearls. And if you know that wherever you walk, you're there in order to lift up and reveal the pearls of life, the divine pearls of reality, then you are a holy spy. Now we'll conclude with one idea that connects to this. We're taught that when the people of Israel are still in exile, it's not yet on its way to redemption, physically, like walking towards from exile, from Egypt, and this exile is always symbolized by Egypt. First, we were in Egypt, but in Egypt we believe throughout our being in Egypt that God is going to, at a certain point, this is what we will receive from our fathers, He's going to redeem us. So it was very, very clear in our hearts that we were about to be redeemed. But then, after the Exodus, we began for 40 years, that was because actually of the sin of the spies, but even without the sin of the spies, we began to walk towards the land of Israel. And finally, when the Jewish people enter the land of Israel and settle the land of Israel and brings the full divine reality into the land, which is called Diram Batachtonim, creating a dwelling place for God on earth. So that is the final stage. These three stages in Kabbalah are called point, line, and area. Nekudah Kav Shetach. But first, the faith in the redemption is called a point of faith. When you begin to walk, actually, physically, you begin a process that the process is directed like a vector force. You're online towards the redemption. That's called a line. It's a linear force. But the ultimate purpose, which is the entering the land and settling the land, that's called area. That's why the most important word, especially nowadays, for Shleimut Ha'aretz, for the completion of the land of Israel, all the shtachim, all of the areas, belong to the Jewish people. That's the word shetach, which means an area. The consciousness of settling, if you don't have the area consciousness, you can't settle the land. If you still have just a line, a linear consciousness. The secret of the Meraglim, as explained in Kabbalah Chassidut, is an intermediate stage between line and area. But it says that stage between the line consciousness and the area consciousness is the most dangerous of all. That's the most vulnerable point that everything can break. It's called the breaking of the vessels. Or the danger of the vessels, of the whole process collapsing, is the stage that the line has to convert into an area. It's just like nowadays, the whole, like the movement, the Zionistic movement that coming to Israel is called a line force. But that has to then transform and translate into a sense of area, of being one with the whole land. And we see that is the most vulnerable point between line and area. There's always the point of faith, and it's called the point of Zion in the heart of every Jew. no matter what. That's when he's in exile, he believes that God is going to redeem us. But then when you begin to actually try to do something in order to realize that, to walk towards, that already begins a danger, and you're in a danger zone. It's called that the line is the danger zone. And the climax of that danger is when now the point has come that the line is already finished, and now the point is there that the line must convert now to an area consciousness, which is a Shlemut Haaretz, the completion of the land of Israel, and the Jewish people in the land of Israel consciousness, with total conviction. Now that is exactly the crisis that the Meraglim faced and failed in. But the purpose of the Meraglim was to prepare the people for this conversion of consciousness between line and area. And in order to do that, you have to realize that the earth, the land, is full of pearls. Spiritual or even physical. It's like the Rebbe used to say that here in Israel there are all kinds of riches. The Baal Shem Tov also said that there, Baal Shem Tov talked about spiritual riches. The Rebbe even said that there are physical, there's physical riches here in the land that have not been revealed at all. There has to be the sense that the whole land is full of pearl. It's the ultimate revelation of Mashiach is that the land becomes covered with the knowledge of Hashem, just like the ocean bed is covered with water. Kamayim le'am hachasim. That image is that actually here walking on earth, we're walking the ocean bed. The ocean bed is where the pearls are. So when we also have that meditation in mind, that we're, the world is actually the ocean bed, and the waters of divine consciousness are covering the earth, then we're walking, we're treading the ground of the pearl land. Margaliot. That's the true area consciousness. So to conclude, what happened at the time of the spies, that the sin of the spies was that they were not successful in transforming their consciousness from the line state to the area state, and that's why the whole process collapsed. It's called like a breakdown, like a nervous breakdown psychologically. That happened in their own psyche, and they transformed that to the whole Jewish people. There was a breakdown. That breakdown was between the line and the area. So meaning once more, so to conclude, this the meditation of this week is to ourselves become the holy spies, that the holy spies are the spies that are revealing the pearls in the land. And the revealing the pearls in the land, and the pearls also in each Jewish soul, but also in the physical land of Israel. It is all an ocean bed full of pearls. So that is the transformation of the vector force towards the objective, to the objective itself. The crisis, once more, of the people is that we can't face the fact that we've made it. And we've made it now means just Hashem's now. That's changing our direction towards the objective to a realization that the objective is here. Even the Rebbe would say also an ocean image, that we have to realize that the Leviathan, the great whale of the future, of the Suda, the feast of the future, it's all here. Just have to open up your eyes and see the whale and see the pearls. And that's becoming the holy spies of this week's portion of Shvach.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.